Hi, and welcome back to our study of Christian beliefs. Wayne Grudem's book that looks at 20 basic beliefs that every Christian should know and understand. Now we're going to look at chapter 18, which asks and answers the question, what will happen when Christ returns? What will happen when Christ returns? Well, Grudem begins the chapter by pointing out that this is an area that has historically seen much debate. There's a lot of different opinions floating around in the church world, and this is a topic that is often called end times study, or eschatology is the fancy word. The bottom line here is to know, first and foremost, before we even go into this chapter, you need to know that Christ will return. Not because of any particular opinions that are shared in the church world, but because Jesus said so. Amen. God's word makes it clear that Jesus, the God-man who came to live and die and then be resurrected and ascend so that the gospel of Jesus the Christ could be brought to people all around the world through all time, is also the same Jesus the Christ who has promised that he will return. So before you get too caught up in this chapter or this topic, know this. From the very beginning, what you need to know about the return of Christ is that Christ will return. That's the single most important thing for you and me to understand, to embrace, to engage, to share, and to live in a preparing way so that when he does return, we are found ready. Amen and amen. Well, to Grudem's work, he points out that throughout the scriptures, we see this promise of Christ returning. You see it in John 14:3, Acts 1:11, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Hebrews 9:28, 2 Peter 3:10, 1 John 3:2, just to name a few. Grudem says these passages also make it clear that no one will know the exact time of Christ's return. See this in Mark 13:32, Matthew 24:44, and Revelation 22:20. Our goal is not to figure out when Christ will return, but rather to prepare for his return and to do the same with others. Now, with that said, Christ has given us some indications. He said, this is what it will be like. This is when you'll know that time is getting close. And Grudem points out that the timing of Christ's return, per the word of God and the God of the word, he says, if you'll look at Mark 13:10 and Matthew 24:14, for example, you'll see that the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations before Christ will return. Let me give you some of the other indicators, some of the other signs and those things that the Lord wants you and me to see to heighten our awareness and to prepare us for his coming. Here are some other examples. There will be much tribulation. That's Mark 13:19-20. False Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders. Again, we see this in Mark 13 and Matthew 24. After that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven. Again, Mark 13, Matthew 24. This time again, Luke 21. The scriptures tell us the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness will be revealed. That's 2 Thessalonians 2. So these are indications. These are the signs of Christ's return. Lastly, we're told that all Israel will be saved. That's Romans 11, 25 and 26. Now, a noteworthy quote from Grudem that I think helps to give this perspective. He says, These signs were given to intensify an expectation of Christ's return. That the Lord says to us in his word that he will give signs, indications that are designed specifically to heighten our expectations, to help us prepare for the reality of the Lord's return. Listen to Luke 21, 28. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads. Straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near, because Christ's return is almost there. Now, when you drill into and focus on this topic of the return of Christ, Grudem lays out for us in chapter 18 three distinct perspectives on this reality. You see, there are some who, when looking at Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 6, there are some that would say this passage is the key to understanding what will happen with Christ's return. And when you read Revelation 20, verses 1 through 6, what you'll find is that the issue that tends to divide the Christian opinion on Christ's return is laid out here in the form of the 1,000 years that are referenced, what Christians often talk about as the millennium, the 1,000 years that the Bible speaks to Jesus reigning and ruling. Now, there are three prominent positions that underscore the Christian view in regards to Christ's return and these 1,000 years. There is what's called the amillennial, which means the non-existent. It means that the millennial years that are referenced, the 1,000 years, the amillennial group will say to you that those years are being fulfilled now, that in the early church and up until Christ returns, the 1,000 years referenced in Revelation 20 are the 1,000 years or thereabouts, and it's not a literal 1,000 years, but the reference of an expanse of time, that has already been fulfilled or is being fulfilled, and that Christ could return at any moment based on that fact. You'll find that there's another group called the post-millennial group who believe that 1,000-year reference is to a time where we're going to see the world get more and more aligned with Christ. That not like what we're seeing today, where the world seems to be getting worse and worse and worse, but rather the post-millennial belief is that the world will start to become more peaceful, more aligned with God and the word, will, and ways of God, and that after that 1,000 years of heightened peace and a healthy biblical prosperity, that Christ then will come and return and bring in the last days. Now, there's a third view, which is the premillennial view. And Grudem walks us through this and says that in the premillennial view, there is this understanding that things are going to get pretty rough. But then Christ will return. He will bring down a sense of judgment, and he will reign here on earth for 1,000 years. After that 1,000 years, where Christ is reigning, then there will be a final judgment. So let me read for you what Mr. Grudem has put together in his own words. When it comes to view number one, the amillennial, the millennial is now, and when it ends, Jesus will return. Grudem says, Christians who hold to this view believe that many or all of the previously mentioned signs occurred early on in church history, and that Christ could really return at any moment. This view is often called the amillennial view because those who hold to it don't believe that Revelation 20, verse 4 and 5 teaches a future 1,000-year reign, either before or after Jesus' return. They believe that when Christ returns, there will be one resurrection of both believers and unbelievers. Those who believe in Jesus will go to heaven, and those who don't will face final judgment and eternal condemnation. At that time, the new heavens and the new earth will begin and remain for eternity. So, position number one, the amillennial position. View or position number two, the postmillennial. Grudem says the millennium will come gradually and Jesus will return after the millennium. That's view number two. For these folks, Grudem tells us, other Christians believe Jesus will return after the 1,000 years mentioned in Revelation 20, verse 4 and 5. The church grows to have greater and greater influence. Society will begin to function more and more in line with God's standards there. Gradually, these folks think, a millennial age of great peace and righteousness, not necessarily a literal 1,000 years, will come about on the earth. According to this view, Jesus will return at the end of this millennial age. Then there will be one resurrection of both believers and unbelievers. Those who believe in him will go to heaven. Those who don't will face the final judgment and, again, eternal condemnation. This view is called the post-millennial view because Christ's return and reign will occur after, these folks think, a future millennium. Well, let's now get to the third position. View number three is the premillennial position. Here, the millennium will come suddenly, and Jesus will return before the millennium. So get this, there will be a sudden return of Christ. There will be a sudden millennial that will begin, a millennium time. Here, Grudem says, quote, there are Christians who believe Jesus will return before the events of Revelation 20. This is called the premillennial view. This view holds that prior to Jesus' return, there will be a time of great suffering on the earth. Before Jesus returns, there will be a time of great suffering upon the earth. This great suffering is called the Great Tribulation. See Matthew 24, verses 21 through 31. According to this premillennial view, Christ will return and physically he will reign on the earth for 1,000 years. Again, not necessarily a literal 1,000 years. When Christ returns to begin his millennial reign, all who have believed in him will be raised from the dead and they will reign with him. During that millennium, Satan and his demons will be completely removed from all influence on the earth. Many people on the earth will turn to him for their salvation during this time. But there will still be unbelievers on the earth, just as there are some who doubted after they had seen Jesus' resurrected body. Okay, so understand, this is the tension. Some will not believe because genuine faith is something that must come from an internally changed, miraculously transformed heart, and that change cannot be compelled even by overwhelming outward evidence. Even with no influence from Satan or demons, there will still be people who do evil, showing that our sin is not really caused by Satan, but is the responsibility of the human beings who do the sin. You see, this will also support the responsibility of the sinner for their sins. Grudem goes on and he says, in this premillennial view, after the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, the final judgment will occur, and those who believe in Jesus will continue to reign with him for eternity. Praise God. Those who rejected him will be condemned for all of eternity. Grudem says that the Bible seems to support this premillennial position more than the others. It's an easy and natural understanding that comes out of a natural reading of Revelation 20, verse 1 through 6. You'll also find this picture being painted throughout the Bible in, for example, Isaiah 65, 20, Psalm 22, 8 through 14, Isaiah 11, 2 through 9, Zechariah 14, 6 through 21, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24, Revelation 2, verse 27, Revelation 12, verse 5, Revelation 19, verse 15. All of these scriptures fit the picture of Christ's return before his millennial reign. A future but not final reign of Christ is also supported by Revelation 2, 26 and 27. This type of rule is indicative of a premillennial reign of Christ. Other passages affirm that believers in Jesus will also reign with him over the earth as he returns in the future. See Luke 19, 17. See Luke 19, verse 1. See 1 Corinthians 6, 3. See Revelation 2, 26 and 27, as well as Revelation 3, verse 21. Friends, know this. The amillennial, the postmillennial, and the premillennial, these are the three primary views about the timing of Christ's return. Now, within the premillennial, there is also a subset with a little bit of division, and it is in regards to those who believe that there will be a rapture, what Grudem calls a secret coming, where and when there will be a calling out of the Christians, leaving the world void for a short time, that seven-year tribulation, or a partial part of that seven-year great tribulation, where the world will have no Christian witness, which would explain in part why it will get into that great tribulation. It will get worse and worse. Then, think those in the premillennial position, Christ will then come and he will then begin that reign. So, know this. There are three primary positions, but regardless of the timing, says Grudem, regardless of the timing of Christ's return, all Christians believe that the final victory of Christ over Satan is to come. It's a done deal. The war's been won, though the battles rage on. And you need not get fixated on which of the three perspectives on Christ's return will be proven to be true. Rather, you need to focus and be ready for the reality that Christ will return. Amen. And amen.